I never
woke up to a dog licking.
I haven't either, but I was just using the analogy as the
sound like you have.
No.
Did a dog rape you? Molested you.
Oh, old rape. Rottweiler.
I had a Rottweiler once. His name was Rocco.
Sorry. But now I'm gonna walk up to be like, yeah, this is my Rottweiler.
You guys need this out?
This is Rocco the Rottweiler.
Yeah, Rocco the Rottweiler.
Rocco was a mean fucker, man.
Well, you know.
He was a mean fucker.
You don't want that motherfucker licking your dick.
You know, Rottweilers are. They're big as fuck.
But they're precious.
They're dumb sometimes, though. Like, they have that dumb look on their face, and they're very overly protective.
And what's wrong with that? It's not like my women.
Yeah, but. Okay, so are you fucking the dog?
But I said women. I didn't say that's how
yeah, like but you dog. Said it. You said, like, that's how I like my women, so I guess you like your dog like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, I like overprotective women.
No, because my ex's aunt had a Rottweiler. This big bitch was big as fuck.
Yeah, and she also had a fucking cauldron in her fucking house. I mean, in her yard or whatever.
Different ex. Oh. No, I was about to say, you over here mixing the two up. No.
Fuck it, we just lumping all these bitches together.
No, we ain't lumping them. That bitch's family was a different type of breed of crazy. Her grandmother was like, was what, like 58, I think, when we were dating?
58, huh?
Said yeah. Ripe age.
She'd never wear a bra. And she lived right next door. She owned the house next door and the house that my ex stayed
in. Oh, so she was an entrepreneur. I like it.
Well, she's a realtor.
I don't see any false statement, so.
But I remember one time I was fucking. I forgot what I was going over. No, I was going over to her house for something. Talking about
probably your dog.
The bitch with the cauldron.
Probably your dog.
I go over to her grandmother's house.
Cauldron pussy.
I went over to her grandma's house for something. I think it was to get some food because she called me and said, "Come get some food." Oh, and bitch was just
ready to feed you.
Bitch was doing a whole fucking line of coke. Well, her dad was sitting there.
Grandma?
Yeah.
Trill ass grandma.
I walked in.
She seen shit.
I walked in. I said, "What's up to the dog?" Said, "What's up to her dad?"
Should have used her DMX voice. Continue. I don't mean to keep it.
And I'm just walking in the kitchen, and this bitch just has her earphones in, doing this on the. And I,
so yeah, you gotta listen to music when you do coke.
And I was just like, what the fuck? I was just like, I'm not even hungry anymore. I was like, now I want to do some coke. I'm leaving. Went and popped some Xanax, and I was waiting for my ex to get off work so I can go pick her up, and I'm just like...
I'd rather do the coke, fuck the bills.
Nah, I don't like... At the time, I didn't like coke like that.
I mean, I like coke now, but, you know, you catch me about 5 years ago. It's a totally different situation.
Should I get this as a tattoo on my back?
Your mugshot?
With my mom's mugshot?
And have yeah, you should get
in like dope ass like font though, but be like mother like son.
Maybe. Now you should get you should get like half of it done, half of it your face and half of it your mom's face.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
I'm gonna do that right now.
It's gotta be somebody like really good though. You gotta get like one of those.
Nah, it's fucking go to the flea market.
Are you fucking on crack?
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore, dude.
Nah, that's a pussy.
I don't know why that's funny, but...
Because Joe is a fucking addict at heart. He'll never change. You'll never change.
Nah, man.
I got faith in you, Joe.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, for real.
that doesn't have shit to do with me having faith with him. I mean, that he...
I have faith that he's going to do something after the fucking program, but I don't think he's going to stop doing meth. No, I'm playing, Joe. Oh, he already said he's...
Yeah, that was the one thing I'm not gonna do for sure.
As far as
some reefer,
as far as drinking goes,
some shrooms.
I plan on drinking again.
What? Yeah, yeah. Celebrating your recovery,
dude. I'm gonna celebrate getting the fuck.
Celebrate recovery.
What?
He's like, I just want to thank the Bay Area Rescue Mission for all the $5 bills you gave me week after week, guys. I wouldn't be able to afford this alcohol without you.
You dumb fuckers. Good thing you paid for my DUI.
I really hope I get that's my not how you sound when you're drunk.
Well, I get my car back.
No, when I get drunk, I'm like...
Do you own a car right now?
No. No, it's gone. It's definitely gone.
I was going to say, where are you hiding it at?
My car is gone.
Far away from this motherfucking street, that's for goddamn sure.
I got some fucking smash my window.
Motherfuckers.
Shit, my car is fucking 300 miles away right now.
So far away.
It's in the backyard of my mom's house.
I call shotgun. While I have a shotgun.
You know how many you know how much crushed up Vicodin and Xanax is probably in that car's passenger seat?
That went left really quick.
Yeah, but
dude, when my grandfather passed away,
me and my aunt were cleaning out my his medicine cabinet. And she left me there, right? And I'm already high off Xanax. And I'm fucking cleaning out the thing, and I see hydrocodone. Like, 8 bottles of that shit. And I'm like, they left this in the wrong motherfucker's hands.
You just saw it as an invitation, huh?
I did. I opened them all up. I went and grabbed a sandwich bag and dumped them out inside the sandwich bag. It was like a fucking bag of Skittles, bruh. So many different colors. And
So many drugs.
And then I remember I was with the guys I had just met, and I'm like,
people that you just met.
Well, I had no other people to hang out with over there in the valley. I had just moved there, and I wasn't about to come back down to the Bay Area to go hang out with people to do drugs with.
I don't see why not. Seems like the perfect place to do drugs, considering looking at the surroundings outside.
Nah, because I was just in my car. I was just in my car, and I'm slapping music. And my homie pulled up, I don't remember what he was doing, he pulled up and he like knocked and he saw me doing a line of fucking like straight biking in.
Why? I've never understood why people crush up pills and stuff.
Well, because it hits you straight in the fucking head and you don't gotta wait for it.
Somehow I don't see that.
It's like, why do you snort coke when you know you can ingest it?
Are there any water bottles in there?
I'm used to seeing people sniff it. So
is that Dorn Vlog?
It's not like I'm just gonna bang it in my fucking vein.
Where's Aaron? Is that Dorn Vlog?
I don't fucking know, Joe. Just look. Get your ass up.
You're closer. There's wheels on your chair.
There's wheels on your chair.
On your chair, too.
Yeah, but I'm not the one that's inquiring about the fucking door.
I'm not crying.
I said inquiring.
I'm not inquiring.
You sound like a pussy right now.
Yeah, he's saying I'm wet.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Doesn't that mean, like, I got drip?
Yo. What?
Is that idea of...
Come on.
Misappropriating slang and shit.
For real.
Do I got drip or not?
Alright, fuck it. I don't know. I'll ask Joey.
Ah, shit.
I'll
ask her right now. Be like,
hey, actually, no.
I'm talking to her right now. I can just be like, he's like,
damn, really?
Yeah.
She's probably laying right next to her husband. Talking to Joe.
She's like, fuck it, I can take a nap during the day. That game night ain't until 6 o'clock.
Oh, was it game night tonight?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm not good.
When did they change it from the 2nd to the 3rd Saturday? I didn't get that memo.
Probably when they had it early in the one fucking
week. Yeah, I guess they just said, fuck it, we're going to stick with the schedule, huh? That does make more sense than just waiting till the 3rd.
No.
Whatever.
No.
That motherfucker said,
I don't want to talk
to her, right? Are you serious?
Yeah,
I'm dead fucking serious.
God damn.
That's what I said. This man.
Teach me your ways, Joe.
I got drip.
Yeah.
You're
wet. I was like, yeah.
You're wet as fuck.
He's a wet pussy. I like it.
I don't know what drip means, but I got it.
You got Riz for real.
Oh, I hate that. No. Don't say that shit.
You got a Riz.
I got Dread. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going through my text-free app and my own messenger app and texting myself.
Oh, okay, that sounds...
Are you really?
No.
I was about to say, why does it say Jody?
Well, I mean, dude, if I was going to go through all that effort, I would obviously put, like, fucking Jody in my contacts.
I don't know if it's just me rooting for Joe, but I feel like Joe's just going to fuck Jody. And then
she's not trying to fuck.
Yet.
How do you know this, Joe?
I don't know, man. She thinks that, like, the women that I fucked to are older than me. She's all like, oh, they took advantage of me.
Yeah, she's thinking of the way she wouldn't take advantage of you.
She's going to take advantage of you. Nah, she's like, fuck this. This is consent. But those other bitches, they took advantage of you.
This fucking ad is wild.
I didn't think I was being taken advantage of when my babysitter let me touch the pussy, but I mean, who knows?
Sounds like you were raped, Kendrick.
Like, this is why I don't think she's trying to fuck me.
No, I said, no.
This is what we were talking about. I was like, I'm going to marry an 80-year-old. She's like, yeah, sure. It's your fault for, because I told her that I started it with the women. She's like, yeah, it's your fault for starting it, but I do blame her because she's older and shouldn't take advantage of a younger person.
It 100% sounds like she's peanut butter and jealous.
And I was all like, don't.
What the fuck?
I was like, I don't feel like she took advantage of me, though. I was hitting on her hardcore.
You should told her. You should tell her that you
railed. I initiated that shit.
Tell her that you railed the fuck out of that old bitch.
So she's like, oh, of course, if I met her, I'd love her and try to encourage her in every way possible, but I still think that's wrong. And I was like, you beat her up, I think. And she's like, I feel like it.
Damn, Jody ready to fight over Joe.
And she's like, oh, no. I said that. Oh, no. No, Jody, you can't. And she's all like, it really makes me mad to think about the idea of taking advantage of younger people and not protecting them.
Oh.
That sounds
like... Shit, yo, I'm not an expert.
I was like, I slept with two women over 20 years older than me. I was like, I encouraged it, though, so don't feel like they took advantage of me.
Right, if you weren't married, I'd be trying to sleep with you.
Fuck, dude, for sure. I should have said that, man. If you weren't married, whew.
Hot damn. I'll let you take advantage of me.
Fuck it, say it now. Nah. It'd make game night real awkward.
No, it would not be awkward, I guarantee you. It would be entertaining as fuck, but awkward, no.
Awkward for him if she says some shit like, no, Joe, I thought we were platonic friends.
Yeah, right. You really think that would be the response?
I don't know, I've never talked to the bitch. Talked to the bitch longer than, the woman in your life, longer than like 2 minutes.
I'm talking to three women right now.
No, the one that your aunt's friend isn't. That doesn't.
Oh, count. I stopped talking to her.
Oh,
yeah,
why is that?
I don't want that pussy no more.
I'm done with that. After how her sobriety was going, she got mad at me, and I was just like, "Look, I don't even have time for you."
I don't have time for this shit.
I was like, "Why did that make you mad?"
I have mad time on my hands, but I don't have time for this shit. That's hilarious.
So that was Brandy. I'm still talking to Alexis and Rachel. And then Jody's just a friend.
Jody's just a friend.
Do you expect us to believe that, Joe?
I had a bitch named Brandy for a
little bit. I think she likes her husband.
Yeah.
Well, just because she likes her husband doesn't mean she doesn't want to suck your dick.
Well, I wouldn't be cheating. So, you're
right. Putting a whole other nigga's dick in your mouth while you... Yeah, that's definitely cheating.
No, it's not.
You got me.
It's so platonic. That is.
Platonic dick sucker is definitely cheating. I don't give a fuck.
Bro, that's just her realizing I'm stressed out and trying to help a dude out.
Yeah. Alright, tell that to her husband.
I fucking love
it. Well, we wouldn't tell him.
Not because yeah, that would just be their dirty little secret.
Just because it's so irrelevant that there's no point in bringing
it up.
Like, okay. It wouldn't even cross my mind just because we're just friends.
When you explain it like that, Joe, I see it.
Right. It's not like we're keeping it a secret. It's just like, there's no, why tell him? Because there's no point. Yeah.
You're right. I don't know what.
And you might take it the wrong way, but.
silly me. I apologize.
What the fuck? That's this in Rachel. both of them, too. That's crazy.
Nah, do they know each other?
Rachel and Alexis?
Yeah.
No, but they're from the same town.
Alright, you gonna fuck around and get hemmed up like I did. Fuck around. Actually, they knew each other.
But I'm not dating any of them.
They were like ex-friends. Well, I was only dating one of them.
And how are you talking to them, though? Are you talking with intent to fuck?
That's how you get hemmed up.
What?
Because you were dating one of them. I'm not dating any of them.
I mean, I wouldn't really call it dating. That bitch was married.
Uh-huh. It's so platonic.
Yeah, it was platonic. Completely platonic. You know, platonic dick sucking, platonic pussy, like, it's all in the same realm. But you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, in my defense, she was like, the reason she married him was so he could get more benefits in the military and that they were just friends.
So was she the aggressor in this platonic dick-sucking relationship?
No, I pursued her passively, and then I wanted to fuck aggressively. But I also wanted to fuck her friend, too. But then, I forgot how, but I found out, like, both these bitches knew each other, but they used to be friends, but then they hated each other, so then they...
You know how Future said it the best. I don't give a fuck if they was real sisters. That's your best friend trying to fuck her with you.
Oh, damn it.
That would be different if they were on good terms. Then I might have possibly got that off. But nah, I don't know. And I'm not Future. I don't have Future Hendrix money. Gabrielle Union said it best, you know. She's sticking around if you got the bag. But if not, she gonna cheat. Poor Dwayne Wade. Just, you got your tranny son out here, your wife talking about whole politics. Like, it's crazy out here.
Oh, you know nothing's over the bag, bitch.
Yeah. Cash moves everything around me.
Rings.
Whoa. I think he was blowing.
Like a goddamn elephant.
I think he's blowing his nose.
Yeah, clearly, but whoops.
Muy caliente.
He's motherfucking. He's fucking. But pigs do not move this fast.
I mean, some pigs can run up towards 20 miles an hour, buddy.
Nigga, I can run up to 20 miles an hour. That's not really saying anything.
Yeah, but you're just sitting there saying, pigs aren't supposed to move this fast.
They're not supposed to move this fast. Not as fast. Well, this is a game, but that's besides the point.
They're also zombie pigs.
Oh, yeah. She said, haha, I'll just give it to you and hope for the best.
What, he's a pussy and hope for the best? What the fuck does that mean?
Ooh, yeah. When you finish a shift. Ooh.
What is she talking about?
What is Joe talking about? That's the real question.
Yeah. Go back up.
She's talking about, she's talking about giving me my jump rope.
Your jump rope?
Yeah,
shouldn't you be talking about giving her your jump rope?
Yeah, the way it was phrased with the little the little smiling emoji at the end seemed like she was going to give you more of this jump rope. She was going to be doing the one doing the jump rope.
It was funny, I showed Jay when he's all, oh, you were there, remember, he's all like, oh, she, I was like, oh, he's all like, you talking to me all the time, I was like, check her Instagram, he's all like, she does for me, so I showed him the thing when I was telling her, like, how I like to flirt and play with people, and she's all like, oh, it's better to love and enjoy them, wink, tongue out, heart, I'm all like, check that out, and he's all like,
I mean,
Jay, but is he still a virgin?
I think he is, you know. Ain't no way he got, I mean, his mom got some big ass titties.
Yeah, but.
It's not to do with anything.
What does it have to do with being attractive?
Well, no.
No offense to his mom, but.
Honestly, I think he's one of those kids who was, like, sheltered for most of his life. And then he found out what the outside world was at, like, 15 or 16 and thinks he's about that life now.
No, I think he just was a pothead.
I don't think he was a pothead. I think he smoked pot a little bit.
Yeah.
Because when he talks about it, he always says he has, like, these fucking freakouts, like, freaks out.
At first he made it sound like he just, all he did was smoke weed and play video games. I was like, that sounds like...
See, when you're a pothead, you do more than smoke weed and play video games. You go out and do shit while you're high.
When you're a pothead, dude, you fucking... That's the first thing you do when you wake up is smoke weed, because it doesn't even really get you high anymore. It's just kind of like...
It's just more...
Did you get high?
It's more of this... Well, whenever I was, like, at my peak, like, smoking, like, two blunts each session... Like, I'm talking about every single smoke session by myself, I gotta at least have two blunts.
Yeah, you sound like my nigga,
I was like some blunts, but I like joints more. So that's part of the culture.
But as to your question, Joe, it would do something. You know what I mean?
Feel normal.
Yeah, it'd do something. Yeah. But it wouldn't be like the, like, effect that people get.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's not like you staring at a pack of fucking powdered donuts and watching colors on your hand.
Now, acid, well, I gotta take shit. That's a story for later. Acid, I fucking love acid.
Everybody loves it.
I love acid too.
I ain't gonna say I love acid, but it's nice. For every once in a while, I cannot do that shit that often. Shrooms, on the other hand, I can do that shit on a damn near daily basis.
Right.
Everybody's high. Yeah, coffee's really running through me. I gotta go shit too.
Alright, well, don't hold hands.
No, I'm going to a different bathroom. Obviously, Joe. Wow.
Dude, you kind of dead, my man? Damn, bro.
Who's dead?
Terry Dickon.
Did you hurt your shin?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Everybody.
You're a bad passer, you know that?
I'm a what?
Bad passer.
Pastor?
Yeah, ow, that fucking
hurt. I'm not a pastor.
Wait, did anybody hear that?
Weird.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Hear what?
Go get him.
Give me the flashlight.
Well, the fucking fridge is locked. I locked it.
Oh, you got the key?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe got us the key.
Yeah, I did.
Proud of you.
Thanks. I'm popping
this fucking collar. Shut up.
I know I'm trying to get what I want. Unless what I want is my license before 9 months. I know I'm trying to get what I want. Because what I want is my license before 9 months. Yes, babe. Watch out, right there.
What the shit? I thought I heard, like, Jerick out there arguing with somebody else.
Probably did. She's right over there, probably.
Yeah, I had to close the window. I was like, she's distracting me from my shit.
Alright, well, we're going to go to bed. Honest with you.
Yeah, sure, it's your turn to do the bunker room anyway.
Right, so wake me up at 6.
How about we wake you up at
4:30? How about you just don't go to fucking bed?
Why not?
Because it's going to be so boring without you, Joe.
You're right.
What the fuck, am I chopped liver over here?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Just now.
Yeah, that's the question I gave you an answer.
Just about to say... Fuck this guy and say you're cool, but now fuck both of you. What the fuck?
Well, the thing is, me and Joe know we're cool, so we don't need your approval.
Right.
You absolutely need my approval.
We don't need approval from a black man to tell us if we're cool. Are you saying black people are the only people that are cool?
Yeah.
That's a fucking lie.
What the fuck was that, Joe? What the fuck are you looking at, man?
Joe be looking at whatever the fuck he wants.
Because I'm cool like that.
Yeah, well.
You're looking at 700 pounds of acorn, man.
We don't listen to the words of you. Why the fuck would we listen to you?
Because I'm holy. Holy,
bro. Whoa.
This is crazy. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
You're crazy. You're fucking crazy, dude. Fucking
sick of rehab because I'm fucking tired of not working, no sex, and no hobbies and shit. And so she saw that, and so she texted me to check how I was doing.
I'm sick of rehab, too. Let's go. You want to go get fucking beer? Let's go.
I do so bad that I fucking start my DUI classes tomorrow, finally. Can you imagine waiting 8 months to start, and then on day one be like, I fucking had it? That's the kind of shit I do, too. I fucking go through that shit to set something up, and then once it starts, I'm like,
That's an ill-ass way to start a conversation. Like, oh, he wants to have sex. I mean, he's tired of rehab. He wants a job. He wants to have sex. Let me hit him up and text him.
Yeah, maybe he wants to go have sex with me.
But I know, all right, Joe, her husband knows that she, like, corresponds with you. But does he know that she's doing it at 2 in the fucking morning? Oh, he's a cuck.
He's not trying anything.
He's a cuck. I don't give a fuck.
I think he has so much faith in God that my wife won't fucking shit.
I can't imagine.
It only takes one time.
One time for what?
For Joe to get in that pussy.
It just takes one time. That's really all there is to say about it. It just takes
one time. All he got to do is hit one time to add her to his collection. Nigga, did you not learn anything from Future?
Like, I don't give a fuck. Future got so many bodies on. Nah, you know, I was watching this interview with Blueface the other day. I think it was on Sway, or no, Shade 45. They were sitting there asking him, like, how many women have you slept with in the past, like, 6 months or something like that. He said at least 1,000 women.
That's a cat. R.I.P. Takeout.
Blueface had a whole reality TV show on YouTube with like 15 bitches in his house that he was fucking on.
Reality show? That I'm 15 is a far cry from 1,000.
But imagine, he has 15 bitches willing to come to his house and fight over him.
That's for TV, nigga.
It was YouTube. It wasn't TV.
Harris doesn't know.
Which is basically the equivalent of TV nowadays.
I would say it's the equivalent. Actually, I think YouTube gets more views than TV.
You abso-fucking-lutely. What were you saying, Joseph?
So Paris doesn't know what staged videos are.
There's that, too.
No, I know how staged videos are. Now, if they're amusing or not, that's a different story.
Like, oh, this is my car. Now you wanna be friendly because you seen my car. Like, nigga.
I've staged videos.
You look like a nigga that would stage a video. A video of what though?
Just dumb little shit for our Slopgang that Instagram page.
God, I knew it. I should have known if y'all were fucking rapping, talking about wild shit. You were just gonna make a.
We staged videos.
I'm pretty sure you have, and I
90% of our videos. I'll tell you, this are authentic.
Authentically staged?
No, authentic. Like, it's just us fucking around, and it was all fun.
Your name is Sloth Gang.
So
I would think that y'all wouldn't be too lazy to do anything, to be honest.
No. Like, most of the videos you see are, like, us fucking around or doing something stupid, you know?
Just dicking around.
But, like, the couple videos we have where we've walked up to people and then we're just like, what do you think about this or that?
Wait, you motherfuckers
100%. Really
accent people shit.
Well, it was more like a parody because that's whenever that shit started popping off, like 2016, 2017, when motherfuckers go up to random people and ask them about a dumbass topic or something.
Yeah, everything.
So we were kind of doing a parody of that, but we were like Xvids or Pornhub or some shit like that. Or fucking Hillary Clinton or Betty White, who would you rather fuck? You know?
Betty White, off top.
Betty White, now that she's dead.
No, Betty White.
This is before she was dead, though.
Oh.
And
the other one.
And we were just like,
you fucked Hillary Clinton over Betty White?
Yeah, for real.
Betty White looked like she liable to roll the blunt.
Or 40. Amy Winehouse versus, you know, just stupid little shit like that. But we would stage it with people that we knew were in the area, you know?
No, that's not any fun.
Like, it wasn't like,
no, nigga, go talk to some random people. Like, oh, shit.
No, nah, because we were making fun of the videos. We weren't trying to actually do it for real.
Nah, you gotta. That's because y'all are a bunch of fucking sloths.
We have this one video where this OG Ernie's sitting there talking to his son. And this isn't staged, but he's sitting there talking to his son about how he met his mother, right? And he's like, well, you see, I went to the bar and I saw this bitch across the way. And I said, that is going to be one easy piece of ass. So I took her to the bathroom, and that's where she dropped her drawers. And he's just like, what? He's like 6 or 7 at the time. The little kid's name is Spud.
What the fuck kind of name is
that? It's a nickname. It's not an actual
name. I was about to say, what type of...
Don't you mean spurt?
No, I mean, I've heard success, miracle, fucking, like, rainbow. Like, what? Like, really?
Yeah.
Shout out to Brody.
Yeah. I think I was telling Joe this story where we're at Lake Berryessa, and we took this big dude Tyler's fucking draws and shorts while he was in the lake, and there's a bunch of kids around him.
Why the fuck was he skinny dipping in a lake?
No, he wasn't. We like wrestled him, and my homie James took his fucking.
It sounds like
they were drowning him. He's censoring the story. They were drowning him.
Yeah,
sounds like rape. Actually,
Michelle Lee was censoring the story, but we did it because
they were drowning him.
We thought it would be funny for him to try to get out the lake with no clothes on, while there's a bunch of kids around.
Why would you think that's funny? That's a whole ass crime.
It's funny
that he'd be a sex offender, registered sex offender. That's funny.
I felt the same way.
Yeah, then the park.
They were teenagers.
Yeah, then the park ranger fucking saw. Right.
This motherfucker was probably 25 or some shit.
I'm not even 25 now, so shut
it
up.
It doesn't matter.
You're fucking down.
In my version of the story...
Hold up.
Because I actually keep... Your eyes keep fucking me up, like the beady eyes you have. Well, how old are you actually? What, like 23?
24. I just turned 24 in July. Last July.
Happy belated birthday.
I'm not just...
Yeah, but it... To be honest, this whole year has gone by so quick.
Okay, well, as long as you know, because that's like 7 months ago. Like, you're closer to fucking...
Having another birthday.
25, yeah.
I just turned fucking 24 about 10 months ago. You might as well just...
Yeah, but that's whatever the thing of, you know, you only go up in age, you never go down. So you're closer to the age you're actually...
Well, mentally you can go down.
Well, yeah, but... We just thought it'd be hilarious to take this man's
virginity,
draws and shit, and drown him.
Realize the way that sentence sounded?
Yeah.
Take this man's draws.
But we did take his draws. It's not like we
and also took his cheeks. Also took that out.
They also almost made him a registered sex offender.
Yeah,
they almost made it to where it doesn't matter because he would be drowned.
Yeah, that's also true.
It's not my fault.
Like,
that
he's, damn, that'd be fucked up.
It's
dying
not my fault. This 6'3" man can't swim in 5 foot water.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's
what,
not
is our fault.
Yeah, it's our fault that he can't swim.
It's mine and Kendrick's fault now.
It's your fault that you're trying to take his draws while he's fucking not able to swim. How many black people you know can swim? How many black people do you know in general?
Can you swim?
I know.
Barely.
I know quite a few black people.
I know how to swim well enough not to drown. That's for goddamn sure.
How many black people
have
I
gone
to
the
beach or
Michael Phelps out this bitch.
A lake with? Is that what you're asking me?
I mean, I don't know what you do in your spare time, and you're making this way deeper than it has to be, but...
No, I'm asking because I've never sat there with just chilling, smoking with the homies, but like, you know what would be fun if we go to the beach right now or the lake? That's like white people shit, bro.
I really enjoy the beach.
No,
people that live near a beach will go to the beach just for the fuck of it.
Okay, you know.
For one, there's women at the beach.
Yeah, but
so y'all weren't trying to get
no
pussy.
We're not close to a beach unless you're trying to go to fucking San Francisco, or if you want to go to.
What does that have to do, nigga? There's a pool every other fucking neighborhood.
I think I've only met one of my black friends that can swim. And that's because I lived with him, and we had a pool in the backyard.
Right. So,
I think as far as your question is, I've only actually
I stopped caring and forgot
gone
what my
swimming
question
with
was.
One black person, one black male, one black female.
Wait, no. I think my first question was, how many black people do you know?
Quite a few.
Okay, and out of all of
them, I know more black people than I know white people. That's crazy.
Not really. Out of all those people that you know that are colored, how many of those people know how to swim, do you think?
Yeah,
just guessing. Just
rough estimate. Just an estimate? A rough estimate? I would assume, right? Because assumptions are the devil sometimes. I would assume that maybe...
Well, they definitely make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah, definitely a cool, like, 60%.
That's a high percentage.
Yeah, but I assume because 90% of them are tall and, like, skinny.
So what the fuck does that have to do with swimming?
My only...
We're not talking about a basketball game.
What is that? Okay.
Also learned doesn't mean shit because Steve is just big for no fucking reason.
Yeah, but Steve's not skinny, though.
I mean, you don't really have to be skinny.
So I think there's a difference between floating in the water, because a lot of people can float in the water.
I said swim.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to think.
You threw that motherfucker in the water, would he be able to paddle his way back to the surface and not fucking sink and drown? Yes,
I think 60% is a good
number. Okay, all right. That's good.
Yeah, I think 60% is a good... Now, if they can do it efficiently, that's a different story. But as far as, like, getting back to where the fuck they need to go...
That's why I said I can barely swim. Because,
yeah,
I'm not the motherfucker... And I'm going to get tired at some point, so I can't be too far out, nigga. I got to be able to, you know, touch some land.
Yeah, as far as, like, you're on a boat and there's a piece of land 20 feet away from you and someone pushes you into the water, I think a cool 60%.
Yeah, that's murder. That's attempted murder in my opinion.
I mean, the big black dude was already in the water.
He has a name. Please stop calling him the big.
Well, every time I say Tyler, you're like, who? So
I know who Tyler is. You
stop saying that shit when he said there's a white man.
What are you talking
about? You never say, oh, Joe has a name.
I always tell him to mention your name. What are you talking about?
We say your name 90% of the time.
We literally say your name all the time.
You guys say that fucking hillbilly idiot.
You're not even a like hillbilly, motherfucker.
Sawdust and fucking fat pizza.
Actually, I guess you...
lard boy. It's what the fuck,
Joe? What?
I love how he just starts putting...
He just started freestyling, together. Like, yeah, what the fuck?
Come on, man. Come on.
I like your ingenuity, fuck it.
But the reason the reason why we took his draws, right? Other than we thought...
Oh, we're back to that.
Yeah, other than why it would be fucking hilarious... It's because he was pissing us off the whole fucking trip. We were only there for 2 days because we got kicked. We had reserved a week at this camping spot, but they kicked us out within the second
day. Oh, I forgot you a camping ass nigga.
Yeah, I like camping.
It's
fucking fun. Being out in the wilderness, getting drunk with friends. Camping fucking kicks ass.
It's crazy. But, like, people like camping, but they frown upon the homeless people sleeping in the tent.
But there's a difference, though. Wow. No, there's a difference because they're doing it.
Why? Because you have more options?
No. It's because we're doing it for fun, right? They're doing it because they don't want to change the way they live.
Not all of them.
All these people, 90% of the people in Richmond who know about this shelter.
Oh, I'm not talking about Richmond.
And don't want to come into the fucking shelter.
This is crazy. Until I came to California, I did not know this many motherfuckers could be homeless at one time.
You know what I don't do when I go camping? I don't fucking harass people for change. I don't go and beg for shit. I don't fucking poop in the street.
Well, we poop in the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. You shitting outside.
But they kicked us out for literally, we were trying to cook some food one morning, right?
Oh, y'all can't cook that bad?
No, so they had a no-fire policy.
At a fucking camping site?
This is at the height of the California drought.
Well, why the fuck were y'all camping during a drought? You kind of need fire to camp, no?
No, you don't, because white people have...
Oh, right, I forgot.
White people have all this fucking, like, this weird shit that they...
Technology, which is not really fucking camping, nigga. Deal without electricity.
So what we did was, is we said, fuck all that, we're not bringing all this shit, right? Because we assumed we were going to be able to cook food there. With the little fire pit and
all that. Where did y'all get food from? Did y'all, like, go fishing and shit?
No, we went to the store. When you go to the store...
Is that
Living out in the wild. No. We're not talking about living in the wilderness.
Have you ever been camping, Kendrick?
I feel like it has nothing to do with electricity or buying shit from a store.
No, there's plenty of electricity.
Well, nah, that's hit or miss sometimes.
Where the fuck are you niggas camping? What kind of privilege do you
have? No. See, you're on some other shit, Joe. That's the white people technology I'm talking about. But the first night we lit the fire, and we're sitting there around the campfire, we're all getting drunk.
You have jobs too, dude. You're perfectly capable of getting a fucking solar powered.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to bring
a solar power what?
For camping because I feel like it defeats the purpose.
Whoa, we're not just gonna breeze by that. Like this nigga just say solar power and camping in the same conversation. What, nigga?
Well,
solar power would make sense in a camping situation.
I could know, but solar I could understand power if what, you're actually though? Out generator. In the wilderness. I can understand, like, you they out in the middle those? Of nowhere.
Yeah, camping. Yeah.
But, no, but see, that's white people camping. Mexicans, we like to go to a campsite that's out in the wilderness, but it's just a campsite.
Oh, so you like to go to park?
I feel like I could I could camp with Mexicans.
I've gone oversized park.
No, okay. I've gone camping in the wilderness, and I've also gone camping at the parks, but I'd much rather go reserve a spot for a week.
You can camp at a park? That's legal?
Yeah, like state parks.
Like a campground.
Like Yosemite and shit like that?
Done. I only see Yosemite.
I don't ever go camping in Yosemite. They got fucking logging trails like right there outside of the park that you can just go find a flat spot. A ranger told us about that.
A flat spot.
We went in there. She's like,
where you put your tent?
Everything's reserved. There's no fucking camping here. But she's all like, there's a fucking old abandoned logging road right there. Just pull in there, just drive up, you'll find somewhere to camp. So that's what we did. For free.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, the place I went to, Berryessa isn't, like, too expensive. It's, like, $20 a night or some shit like that. And then there's
so,
like,
wait, are they charging niggas to be outside?
But you reserve this one spot, and then you also get this, like, this log cabin.
I am from fucking Earth, damn it. I should be able to just be like, I'm holding this down for the night. Why the fuck
well,
do
see,
I have to
pay? That, I went camping with some white friends, two black friends, and another.
They have
Mexican.
Names.
Yeah, but you want to know? You want to? Okay, so you want me to say the name?
We don't know.
Yeah,
we
can
remember I'm pretty
the white
sure.
guy names.
Yeah,
we can't.
Shut the fuck
Kyle
up,
James. One was Janessa, his
Kyle.
Cousin.
That's such a generic white guy name. You can name that up off the top of your fucking head, bro.
You want to see him?
Kyle?
I can show you this.
No, he has a friend named Kyle and a friend named Hunter.
Very
white names. Very white names.
So,
Caucasian, to be exact. I don't mean to say white. Y'all, some of y'all are like off-white.
I could show you the fucking pictures of us in the lake that we had some white lady take.
Do you have your drawers?
Yes, we got our drawers on. We got our drawers on. I'm not sure if Tyler had his back on by this time.
I'm going to go to Google Images and I'm going to look up Kyle.
Go ahead.
See what the very first picture is. Oh man, I have to poop now. It's my turn. Oh, what the fuck?
What?
Very first thing that comes up is a black guy.
Just pissed all in your theory. What the, it looked like
yeah,
somebody's getting baptized. What the fuck is going on right here?
That's Tyler and James right there. That's the big black dude.
Wait, why is he on his back? What the fuck are y'all doing? Just a whole dick on your back.
Huh? Not only is it Kyle, but it's super duper Kyle. It sounds even whiter.
Oh, yeah. I already know who that is.
You guys know who super duper Kyle is?
He's black?
He's black and white.
Oh, okay.
I don't know
who this bitch is behind me, but...
Well, I'd rather have a woman behind me than a goddamn motherfucker with his whole dick on my back. Like, what's happening in... Wait, what?
No, not me.
Alright,
I ain't about that shit.
Yeah, but, like...
Sorry, though.
Right over here, right over there, like, right behind where we took that picture is where we took his drawers from him.
Oh, okay, so you're showing us the scene of the crime.
Yeah, 100%. And then he's crawling up like a fucking alligator coming up out of the water.
What in the shit? What in shit's creep?
See, we used to go on real white people adventures. Like, we went on a 12-mile hike in Marin and found this fucking World War II bunker thing.
Joe, why are you moaning?
See, look at this fucking bunker we found.
One moment, though. I don't want to...
die?
Yeah. All right, pause. What's happening?
on a fucking bunker. Me, my sister, James, and Kyle.
Yeah, your sister's hella cute.
And then look, I look like I'm fucking a giant next to these guys.
Did you say you are fucking a giant?
I look like a fucking giant next to these guys. Like, look at my body compared to theirs.
Were you big body at the time? Or is that just
about
like
the same weight that
is
I am?
Is that the thing with the camera as 10 pounds?
I think it was more of the angle.
That's why bitches take 400 pictures before they post 2 on Instagram. You gotta get the angles
100%,
right.
100%.
You see, you gotta step your selfie game up.
I'm good. Photogenic at all.
Come on, man. Have some.
I can show you why, too. This fucking awkward phase that I was in with my hair.
Well, you're awkward in general.
No, the awkward phase.
Well, not really awkward. You're just, like, weird. Like, you, like, say some outlandish shit every 30 seconds.
I only say it whenever I get comfortable with people.
Okay, so you're not like this in, like, regular public.
No.
So you shield everyone else from your fuck shit, and then you just, like, spew it out.
Oh, yeah. Periodically.
Any other time. All right.
Yeah. Periodically spew it out.
So you don't let everybody know that you take people's draws.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, I almost feel like special. I feel even more special if you stop bullshitting and let me meet your sister.
No, me and Marcus just met her.
Are you fucking shit? Don't tell me that. I will now me and Marcus gotta fight.
Yeah, I'm
playing. After I fight you.
I'm playing.
Hey, is that your cigarette right there? You gonna smoke that?
Why, you wanna smoke it with me?
I mean, as long as I get to keep my underwear.
Nah, you gotta take them off before we go outside, buddy. Come on.
It's cold outside, actually.
Well, do you wanna smoke it or not? Come on.
No, I meant to be outside without any underwear on. That sounds wild.